USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Turner acknowledged the likelihood that Hamas is deliberately delaying the release of American hostages to use them as leverage for bargaining. Bad weather could hamper post-Thanksgiving travel.
Snow in the Midwest could cause travel troubles for folks returning from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So far, more than 200 flights delayed, more than 20 canceled across the country. Those numbers expected to rise as the weekend rolls on. Utah, for example, could see more than a foot of snow.
Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square today. The Pope's remarks were televised on a jumbotron, so he didn't have to venture outside in the cold while suffering from the flu. The 86-year-old Francis went to a Rome hospital Saturday for a scan that ruled out lung complications. The Pope is still scheduled to travel to Dubai later in the week to attend the UN Climate Change Conference. We all have and love leftovers from Thanksgiving, but how long do we have before we should toss them out if we haven't eaten them yet?
Everyone is reminded to be safe when eating Thanksgiving leftovers. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, that food can safely be eaten up to 4 days if it was properly refrigerated and not left out for more than a couple of hours. I'm Skip Kelly.
Good news for Kiss fans. The Kiss End of Road Tour is back on the road. The band had to cancel its final two shows in Canada on Friday because Paul Stanley was sidelined with a bout of the flu. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A woman on methamphetamines tried to open the emergency door to a plane 10 hours into a Korean Air flight. The flight was over the Pacific when the 26-year-old woman, high on the stimulant, became paranoid and agitated and ran to the emergency exit door and tried to force it open. Passengers say flight attendants wrestled her to the floor and restrained her. Airport police took her into custody when the plane landed safely several hours later. Cops reportedly had her tested and determined she was high on methamphetamine. It's apparently the third time this year that a passenger has tried to open an emergency door on a Korean flight. The cost of eggs might be on the rise.
Due to a confirmed case of bird flu in a flock of 1.35 million chickens in Ohio's Union County, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered the slaughter of all affected birds to contain the highly contagious virus, affecting several large egg farms in Iowa, Minnesota, and now Ohio. The widespread culling aims to control the virus spread, particularly among wild birds. I'm Skip Kelly.
A project manager, Tavis Rogers, fired by Newmont Mining Corporation for missing a COVID-19 vaccination deadline, has filed a lawsuit alleging religious discrimination. Rogers, employed for 7 months, raised concerns about the vaccination requirement issued in November 2021. He sought permission to work remotely. The company did not accommodate his request, leading to his termination. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.